kick it?
Yes, we can.
Can I 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 kick it?
Yes, we can.
Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does?
Now that's called Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest, who are one of the headliners of this year's Electric Picnic Festival. And the full lineup was announced yesterday, and here to cast his discerning eye over it is Deputy Editor of Hot Press, Stuart Clark. Stuart, good morning.
Good morning. They are playing on the Saturday, headlining on Friday, the XX, and closing things down, Duran Duran, still going strong after God knows how many years.
Now that's the question. Is this a more elderly lineup?
Well, they've gone from about 30,000 to 55,000 over the past few years, and I think inherent in that is being a bit more mainstream with the headliners. But you'll still find some guy naked playing a Peruvian nose flute in the woods at 4 in the morning. You know, it's about 14 festivals in one. I know people who go and just go to the comedy, some who just go to the Minefield, some who just go to dance in the Bacardi area. It's what you make of it, and there's still the strangeness and the weirdness around the peripheries.
Now, they actually opened the tickets for sale before they announced the full lineup.
Sold quite a few for Christmas prezzies and early birds with discounts before Christmas, and went back on sale at 9 o'clock yesterday morning, sold out by 10. The announcement was 11:30. It's become like Glastonbury. People go on trust and for the weekend as much as the headliners, who also include, by the way, Chaka Khan. That'll be fun. Met her many years ago. Very impressive lady. Interpol, Run the Jewels, The Pretenders for the elderly, Father John Misty, Madness, The Divine Comedy, Rag and Bone Man, Vince Staples, who's great, Young Fathers, and Pete Tong presenting a set of Ibiza classics with a 60-piece orchestra.
Well,
so that'll be an interesting spectacle.
There's something for everybody.
There really is. And what happens every year is people go, oh, it's not as good as, and they insert a year. But this is the first announcement. There'll be two or three more. If someone's headlining in Trinity or elsewhere before then and they haven't sold out, you won't announce them, or you won't announce those support acts on the bill who might be added. Invariably after a successful longitude, some of the stars of that weekend get added to the picnic. The Irish bands get added. And by the time you come around September, everyone's going, you know what, it's pretty decent. I think that'll happen again this year.
Is there any likelihood more tickets will be made available in another tranche, or is it definitely sold out?
It's meant to be super sold out, but I always say to people, make it part of your daily routine to check Ticketmaster. Sometimes they do come back on sale. Be careful. I was talking to some picnic people a few months ago, and last year the forgeries were incredibly sophisticated.
Okay.
So don't be buying from a bloke in the pub or online who's got a couple of spares. Be very, very careful.
And how did they detect the forgeries if they are so good? Because it's not like you've got seat number 17 in row B. Therefore, if there's someone sitting in your seat and you walk in, there can be a discussion, shall we say. If you've got thousands of people in fields, you know, there is no seat
they've
B, row 17.
Laser guns, they bip them. So you can have a really good looking forgery, complete with all the sort of like what looks like all the security bits and pieces, but the laser gun does not lie and you won't get in. So just be very, very careful. Interestingly,
so is that the holographic stuff is
yes,
the stuff they
but
can't?
But they can do holograms, but they're not the right ones, if you know what I mean. So they can make it look like a very kosher ticket, watermarks and holograms, but it won't bip. And as I say, you're not getting in.
Sometimes I've heard of tickets being so good that first come, first served. You know, you've got the ticket, it then is forged by somebody, you have the real one, someone else has a forgery, they arrive first, they get in, you're turned away.
It can happen. And I think what happens, they are very, very careful on the gates. People arrive in a staggered fashion. It's not 55,000 people on a Saturday night. Oh, we'll just let people through. Every single ticket is religiously checked. And, you know, being worth €220 for a forger, I've said before, if you're forging 500 quid banknotes, yeah, Interpol are on your back. At the moment, forging tickets, which are just as expensive, is seen as a kind of a lesser offence. So it's quite attractive to criminals. Melvin Benn, the picnic head honcho, said the other week they're planning two new events, possibly over the next couple of years. One not very far from Dublin and one not very far from Cork. So they're expanding. And a few figures. Festival goers spent $11 million last year on site, $15 million off it. The picnic cost $10 million to stay. stage, and the budget of artists was 4.2 million euros. So a pretty big business.
A lot of money swilling around there. Okay, if you were to say who's not to be missed on this bill for electric, who would you say is must-see?
Father John Misty is just wonderful. And I think the best hip-hop man in the world, I'd include Kanye and Drake in that, is Vince Staples. Saw him last year at Longitude. He just blew me away. It's not just hip-hop. There's a lot of rock in there. There's all sorts of influences. Young Fathers, too, are electric. And also The Pretenders. You know, The Sun's Shining, An Hour of Hits, Stop Your Sobbing Kid, Brass in Pocket. Chrissie Hynde is in her mid to late 60s, still looks wonderful. And the new Pretenders album, which is basically just her, is a real return to form. So I'll be looking forward to her.
Mm. Speaking of a return to form, this is one, strangely, it appears, one of your favourite artists.
It's a little after midnight, there's a couple in the corner, and I wonder what he said because she's crying. And I guess they won't remember when they wake up in the morning with a headache from the whiskey and the wine. I know that I've said things I regret when I'm sober, because we always hurt the ones we love the most. I messed up and I know it. If I hurt you, girl, I'm sorry, but it's good to see the girl I used to know. We could dance, but I can't dance. Maybe we could stick to holding hands. Or should we raise a glass and forget the past? If we keep on drinking, we gon' fall back in love. So fill it up, fill it up.
Now, it may sound like Ed Sheeran having had a balloon full of helium attached to his vocal cords, but it's not Ed Sheeran.
Now, he's on the album. He's got 14 songs in the Irish top 20 this week, Ed Sheeran, and the whole top 10 in the UK. As Billy Bragg was saying, thank God Top of the Pops has been knocked on the head, if not the half an hour of Ed. I'll clarify, he's not a favourite artist, but he's gone from being just unlistenable to having produced a really good R&B
inflected
pop album.
James Blunt.
James Blunt. And it's actually interesting, the Straight In No Kissing, the first track is Love Me Better. And he basically said, well, he literally says, people have called me a dick and I deserve it. Apparently Ed has made him look at himself and his relationships and to be more honest in his writing. Even if you don't like the guy, his Twitter account is unmissable. 1.3 million followers. The ruder you are to him, the funnier he is back. And I think a lot of people who just thought he was a dick have gone, you know what, he's got a good sense of humour. And I interviewed him about sort of 10 years ago. Yes, he did talk to me about naked lesbian pool parties in Hollywood. Now, there's a story. Mm-hmm. But he also spoke to me for about an hour about the Balkan War. I'd been across to Serbia and done a little bit of work across there. And he was in the first British peacekeeping tank into Kosovo back in the day when all the genocide had happened, with his guitar strapped to the turret, as if the locals hadn't suffered enough, some people might say. But an interesting fella. He spent a year guarding the Queen, stood guard over the Queen Mum's coffin, from a very posh and wealthy military family. But he's actually sort of gone away, thought about his art, brought in some top songwriters, also featured on there and topping up the millions. Courtney Cox's on-off fiancé, currently on Johnny McDade of Snow Patrol fame, who was also on the Ed Sheeran album in One Direction. There's this real kind of cartel now of pop writers raking in the millions. But I'd love to see Ed Sheeran next year in the rich list. It's going to be off the Richter scale.
Now, we want to show, we want to demonstrate vocally that James Blunt really has a sense of humour. And this is an appearance on Sesame Street.
I searched low and high over all that sky, but I can't find your triangle. Tell me why. And I miss your bass, and I miss your height, and my dreams are triangular every night. My triangle, my triangle.
So beautiful, it's true. It must be those angles put a smile on your face. Not to mention the hypotenuse.
But I need to know the truth.
Oh, triangle, where are you?
He could take the mickey out of himself. Yeah. That got a lot of people through junior cert maths, by the way, that year.
Now, he's going to be on the road too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's touring in the States with Ed. It's getting very incestuous. And he's also playing the Three Arena on November the 27th. He actually played the Picnic a few years ago. And people went down, I think, to throw things at him and went, actually, the guy is very entertaining. He's got a good sense of humour and he can nail the tunes. I don't know why he's using that horrible vocodery thing, because his voice is great. And yeah. I don't like that underwatery effect. It's horrible. But actually, he's good value for money. I'm not saying I'll be the first in the queue, but if someone sends me to review it, I won't complain too much.
All right. It's 2 o'clock. Thank you very much.